This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Bye, Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 57. All right, so today I want to talk to you about the 2 different ways to have the tallest building. All right, it'll all make sense in just a second. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. All right, everybody. So it is another solo episode, and super excited to have you on board. Now, before we dive into today's podcast, I do want to just take a quick second and say thank you, because we have officially here, I don't know, about a week ago or so, went over 10,000 downloads. I know that there's a lot of podcasts out there that maybe get that in a week or in a month or maybe even some in a day. But the truth is, for, you know, someone like me who's just kind of a country boy in the middle of nowhere in Idaho, being able to even have that type of reach is very, very awesome, and truly grateful for it. Seriously, you know, it couldn't have happened without all of you out there. Because I'm not a social media influencer. I don't have millions of followers or tens of thousands even for that matter. And so my reach is kind of limited. And so the way that we've been able to get there is because of we, right? You, all of you out there listening to it, sharing it. Maybe you're talking about the podcast or like I said, just sharing it on social media and getting the word out there. Again, super, super appreciative and super grateful. It is kind of a milestone in the sense of, you know, it's a measuring stick, right? Because what I want to do with this podcast is I always want to bring on guests who can bring value, hopefully give you insight maybe on these solo episodes from my own personal life that can serve you well. And if it is serving people well, then of course I want it out there to as many people as possible. Because, hey, we're living in some crazy times right now, and maybe some nugget that one of my guests has that helped them could help somebody else out. Maybe something I've gone through could help someone else out. And so the more that it's shared and that it's put out there, the bigger it gets, and hopefully the more impact that we can have with this. So again, I just wanted to start by saying thank you. It's an awesome milestone to be able to get past, and now super excited to get to 100,000, right? And just keep going from there. All right, now that I've buttered you all up, maybe this is going to be a triggering episode. I don't know. But the truth is that a lot of times, again, especially right now, we're living in this. Well, to go back, so there's a guy, his name is Jim Rohn. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who have heard of him. He was kind of the guy like before Tony Robbins and before, Jay Shetty or insert your guru here, right? Like Jim Rohn was kind of like the godfather of personal development and self-help. Absolute brilliant man as far as, some of the tactics and strategies that he taught. Now, one of the best things that I ever heard him say, and I honestly haven't followed him that closely, but I do know that one of the best things that I've heard him say, and I'm going to paraphrase it, is that basically there's 2 ways that you can have the tallest building in town, okay? Number one is that you can build the tallest building. Number two is that you can build, kind of an average-sized building and knock everybody else's buildings down until you're the tallest one standing. Now, when you look at our current climate, our current culture, our current, world for that matter, kind of our current mentality, it really seems like we've kind of gone toward that second one. Now, there's a couple of different examples of that. Obviously, you could look at our political landscape right now, but even just think about social media, because I think social media is such like a microcosm of kind of the climate of what's going on and kind of where we're at as far as like a culture. because hey, there's so many people on it, and it finally gives everybody their own voice. Right, it used to be you didn't have a voice. There's radio, there was maybe news on TV, there was newspapers, but unless you were writing a letter to the editor, right? Like most people could not get their opinions out there. Now everybody can do it in an instant, right? You can literally put your opinion out there and it's out to everybody to see within seconds. And again, like there's awesome things about that, but it also kind of shows you like the darker side of humanity. And one of the big things is, you know, you'll see somebody who will maybe post a picture of themselves with their shirt off and they got like the ripped six-pack abs, right? Now, it doesn't usually take long until there's a negative comment toward that person. You know, it could be three or four down. It could be the first one, right? And so, and I know this from experience because we all have those thoughts, right? Like you see somebody who maybe is doing better than you and maybe your first... your first kind of inclination or your first thought is to be like, oh, look at that douchebag, right? Look at him flexing the six pack abs, or look at her flexing her six pack abs. And, you know, just kind of, I guess maybe taking a swipe at him. And then you kind of have to start asking yourself, like, are you doing that because you're being the tallest building that you can be, right? Because you want to have the tallest building in town, you're building yourself up, or are you trying to tear somebody else down so they can be below you? And again, this happens in so many different areas of our life. You know, again, like if you ever see some dude like flexing, and yes, there is, I think, kind of that natural instinct for a lot of us to be like, look at that douchebag. But then if you kind of take, I don't know, maybe the open-minded approach and be like, man, I wonder what that guy had to go through in order to get the body that he has, right? Or I wonder what that girl had to go through in order to get the six-pack abs, or, you know, what type of discipline, what type of time and effort and energy and sacrifice and everything else went into building that body. And now you look at it in so many different areas. I mean, one of the things that I had seen here recently is going around is Joe Biden's tax plan. Now, again, I don't even want to get into the politics of this, but there's actually a lot of people, and I know that everything is political now, so sorry if this triggers you, if you don't think the way that I do, but I'm really actually not sorry about it, because the truth is that we now want to cheer on these quote-unquote ultra-rich people getting taxed. You realize that, right? Like, we actually now think that it's good to punish these people for becoming quote-unquote ultra-rich. And I do get it because I've been there before. You look at people who make a ton of money and you think they have too much. Those people are too wealthy. They have too many nice toys or too many cars or houses or whatever. But the funny thing is that what are you doing at that point? You actually want to tear those people down by what? Promoting bigger taxes so they can pay more, right? Like, why don't you go out there and figure out how to make more yourself instead of worrying about what this billionaire is doing or that 100,000-aire or millionaire or whatever, right? Like, rather than trying to tear them down, why don't you figure out how to go and get yourself into that income bracket? And you see this so often, and I don't even care, like, politically what your leanings are. I just don't, for the life of me, understand how you feel it's going to impact your life in a better way because someone else pays more of their income and their hard-earned salary in taxes. Because the truth is that most of that stuff will never actually impact you, even if you think it will, right? You know, we talk about school, like, we have enough money for school funding. We are literally per capita the highest investing country in the world into our education. So maybe it's not a revenue problem. Maybe it's a, I don't know, spending problem. Maybe it's a management problem, right? But again, I don't even think that it really comes down to that. I don't think, and again, like if you're somebody and you want to prove me wrong on this, I am open to the debate. I really am. But I feel like most people that I see, they're like, yeah, tax the rich. They are people who are in a bad situation financially in their own life, and they want other people to understand that pain, right? Tax them at 65%, tax them at 80%. How much is too much, right? Now, again, like I do believe a government should break up monopolies, but when it comes to this, because one of the debates, I guess you would say that maybe I got in is somebody saying, you know, over 400,000, you know, is essentially ultra rich. Well, I've done that before in my life. There was actually 1 year, I will tell you, that I've done that. And it was several years ago. And I remember getting my checks and just being like, wow, I'm paying so much in taxes. And I live in Idaho, which is a low state income tax state, right? But still, I remember at the end of the year going through, like, doing our taxes and stuff and thinking, like, I literally paid enough in taxes this year to where I could have sent my kids to school, like to college, right? I could have, if I wasn't taxed so, in my opinion, exorbitantly, I could have had enough money to pay for my kids to go to college. And instead, what most people don't know, because again, I think that when it comes to this tax issue, and again, this is only one side of the whole kind of the way to have the tallest building, right? But I think that a lot of times we look at ultra rich people being the people who are sitting in a boardroom, this old white guy, greedy guy, right? Scrooge, whatever, sitting in a boardroom, making all of this money, and that guy should be penalized for it, right? Like, that's what we should do. But what most people don't think is that these quote-unquote ultra-rich people might be people who are living well, because we were living very well, right? We didn't have the private jet. We didn't have the private helicopter. We didn't have any of that stuff, but we were living well. But what you also probably don't know, because when you create these big policies, what you don't take into consideration is the individual. And so what most people probably don't know is that year where I made over $400,000, I actually wrote like checks for over $40,000 in lawyer fees when we were going through buying out my stepmom for this ranch. Okay. I also put like another $25,000 into upgrading our house, like doing upgrades so we could sell it. And so, I mean, there's $65,000 just boom, gone. Okay. Now you take into account that basically 50% of over that $400,000 was already gone in the first place. And then, you know, you just have your regular bills, your house, your cars, if you have them, things like that. And all of a sudden it's like $400,000 a year really wasn't that much money for me. Now, if you're sitting there making $20,000 a year, you're like, Derek, yeah, right. Like first world problems, right? No, I get it. They are first world problems. But at the same time, again, it wasn't like I was one of those ultra rich people sitting there cruising around in my helicopter and everything else. And so the fact when you actually personalize, I actually had a conversation with a family member of mine who was like, yeah, tax those rich people, right? And I was like, you know what? My boss at the time, I was like, he makes a bunch of money. But you know what I also watched him do? I watched him go to the office and work 20 hours a day, sacrifice time with his family. I watched him hop in a plane and fly over to different countries to do events, to build his business. Like, I don't know why I should feel like I would want that guy to be taxed more, because he sacrificed a lot in order to get to where he is now, okay? So I'm not trying to tear his building down. I want to build my own building, right? I want to build my building just as big as my old boss's building is, right? But again, like, I think so often it's not personalized. There's just so many other ways that you can take this approach, right? Because it's so easy to look at somebody else in a different financial situation. I mean, even think about this, like, because again, like, and guys, this is stuff that I've been guilty of in my own life. And so I always try to bring this to you, because I hope that I've gotten better at these things. And so maybe if it's something that you're struggling with, this can help you as well. But even like think about that, maybe that couple that you know that has that great marriage. You know what I mean? Like, they show up to the party and they're all lovey-dovey and they've been married for 20 years, 30 years, whatever. I mean, face it. There's probably a little part of you deep down inside that's like, those people really can't be that happy, right? They probably go home and scream at each other and cheat on each other. And I mean, come on, they actually can't be in that great of a marriage. You know, you've all done it. We've all done it, right? But the truth is that guess what? Maybe they built the tallest building and that happens to be their marriage. Maybe they've sacrificed, they've dedicated, and they've actually done the work to be able to do it. So what do to justify our crappy marriage? We say, they can't really be that happy. Right? Instead of us being like, hey, like, that marriage is awesome. I want to build a marriage like that. I want to build a building that's just as tall, if not taller than that marriage. Right? So again, like, the analogies are everywhere. And so I look at it kind of to where we can look at all these different areas and we can be bitter or we can be better. Right? Like, we can be bitter that person has a relationship that I envy, right? Or they have a marriage that I envy. And I can just try to tear them down, right? Try to say how they probably fight when they're not out in the open and they probably have all these issues and all these problems and blah, 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 blah. Or I can say, that's awesome. They have a good marriage, right? That's so cool that they have an awesome marriage. You know what I want for myself? I want a good marriage as well. I want a great marriage. I want an amazing marriage. So what I'm going to do, as opposed to focusing on what they're doing in their marriage and trying to tear their building down, guess what? I'm going to build our marriage to be freaking awesome, right? Instead of, you know, saying how that dude that pulls his shirt off, that's an absolute douchebag online, You know, instead of sitting there being like, that guy's just a douchebag, right? Like, I'm sitting here fat as hell, but that guy's a douchebag for having a six pack. It's like, maybe, right? Like, maybe just consider that instead of calling that guy a douchebag, like, you could say, what could I do to build my building a little taller, right? Like, maybe I could exercise a little more. Maybe I don't want the six pack. Maybe that guy is a douchebag. I'm not even disputing that because, hey, there are a lot of douchebags showing their six packs, right? But I mean, it doesn't mean that just because someone does that, they are an actual douchebag. What it means is that they've probably made sacrifices and they've ate right and they've done all these different things in order to get there. And so we can either hate on them, we can try to tear them down, or we can say, you know what I want to do? I want to actually build my building just to be like that, right? Or to be even taller. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I had on John Moss. Awesome guy, right? He's the owner of Mountain Primal Meat Company. And there's a lot of people out there that would be like, Derek, you actually have your own direct-to-consumer meat business. John could potentially be a direct competitor of yours. Why in the world would you have him come on your podcast and provide him with a platform to be able to reach more people than what he already has? Well, you want to know why? Because I'm not competing against John, right? Like, John's got an awesome building, a big old building. He's a great guy. From everything I can see, he's got an awesome company. And so you know what I would rather do? I would rather, you know what? Hey, John, I want to be your friend. Right? I want to learn from you if I can learn from you. I want you to make millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I want you to have the biggest building you can possibly build. Because you know what I'm going to focus on? I'm going to focus on building my building, my business, as big as it possibly can be. So I'm not worried about what John's doing, right? Like, I'll help him out. If you guys need to get direct meat to your door and you don't want to buy from us, buy from John. Like I said, he's a great guy. He's got great morals, great work ethic, everything that I admire about people, that dude embodies. So I would rather have him on, have you all be able to learn from him. And if you want to buy meat from him, great, right? Like, again, I'm not trying to tear those guys down. I'm not trying to do anything that would diminish the work and the effort and everything else that he's put into his business. So again, like I don't even know. Maybe that's bad business practice on my part. But the way that I look at it is that so often what we would rather do, I mean, maybe it's just you got a construction company and the best way that you can go sell your job is to tear somebody else down. I don't see it that way. Right, like in the presidential debate, you had two old white dudes, right, just basically tearing each other down the entire time. What I would have loved to have done, and again, like make it political if you want, but it's not political. Like, anybody who has two eyes and you know, at least an IQ over a lawn chair knows that was not a good debate. It was terrible. Like, I don't know anybody who logically could have walked away from that and been like, yeah, my guy won. Because it was like two petulant children fighting with each other, saying how the other one is worse than themselves, right? And again, like, I politically agree with one a lot more than the other. But I feel like as a fair-minded individual could walk away from that being like, those are just two guys trying to tear each other down, right? Because each of them have had accomplishments in their careers, right? I mean, each of them have done things. And again, agree or disagree with either side. It's not political. But what I would have loved to see is somebody been like, you know what? I disagree with that policy, but here's what I'm going to do. Here's how I'm going to build my building to be the best president that I can be, right? To help all of you out in the best way that I can. But instead, like I said, you just saw two guys up there tearing each other down, calling each other idiots, calling each other names, right? I mean, it was literally like refereeing a fight between my 2 3-year-olds, right? And so, again, like, if you can take that example, if you can take the example of kind of how you react when you see success, because again, like, I feel like I've come from a mindset when I was younger to where I almost rooted for other people to fail because I felt like somehow or another that was going to allow me to be successful. But what I've realized is that everyone can be successful, right? Like, I mean, again, like with our direct-to-consumer meat business, like, you have all these massive, massive companies out there who are doing similar things, right? And maybe they're doing them different than us and we don't like the way they do it. And yes, I'm going to call those things out. But at the same time, like, I don't have to go out there and try to tear somebody else down in order for us to build, you know, a multi-gajillion dollar business or whatever that it's going to be with our business, right? All I have to do is focus on us. In fact, you probably had all seen that meme that was going around a couple years ago. It was with Usain Bolt. Fastest man in the world, right? At least he was. I don't know if he still is. But it was kind of that winners focus on winning while losers focus on winners. Because it had Usain Bolt just laser focused looking ahead. And it had the guy like chasing him looking over, or the guy that he was about to pass looking over at him. And it was so funny because it's like such a microcosm of how so many of us get. And again, this isn't me just calling any of you out. Like, I call myself out on this. Because whenever I have that thought of like, man, that dude's doing it wrong. You know, I should be successful. It's like, maybe I should just internally see what I can do to better myself. Right? Like, I don't even have to worry about that. Just like Usain Bolt. Like, he knows he's the fastest dude on the planet. So he knows if he stays laser focused and he does what he needs to do, he's going to win the race. Whereas that other guy knew he wasn't. And so he was like, maybe this guy's slowing down. Maybe if I can take a peek and see where he's at, right? Like, no. If that guy could have stayed laser focused, maybe he would have won. But again, it's so easy for us to try to externalize these things, right? Try to look outside of us. Try to find somebody else who is doing something and then try to tear them down so we can feel just a little bit better about ourselves, right? You see this stuff in like bullying and everything else, like childhood crap on the playground, right? Some kid isn't feeling good about himself, so what does he do? He goes out there and he tries to pick on somebody else because it makes him feel big and strong and tough, right? I mean, it's like human nature. But if you can identify this behavior, if you can avoid this behavior, you'll get out of that negative mindset. You'll get out of that scarcity mindset, right? Understand that business, there's abundance in business, right? Like you can build your business as big as you want, irregardless of what other people are doing. If you just focus on yourself, if you build the biggest building that you possibly can build, guess what? No one else is going to be as tall as you. It just won't happen. Not if you're laser focused on doing that. I know that for a fact. I've seen it. I've been a part of it. And I promise you that if you do that, it will change things for you. Get out of that negativity. Get out of worrying about what other people are doing, and it'll absolutely change your life. It'll change your business. It'll change the trajectory of your income, all of that. So anyways, guys, like seriously, this is something that I know to be true. Please at least consider implementing this. Please, before you fire back at somebody and call them a douche for whatever, like figure out, does that serve me? Does that help me? Does that make me be the tallest building? Does that help me get my views or my morals or whatever it is that I'm trying to accomplish? Does that help me? Or am I just a hater? I'm just trying to tear somebody else down to make myself feel a little bit better, right? Just consider that. So anyways, I'm going to wrap it up here. Again, I appreciate all the support, all the shares. Keep it going. Let's get to 100,000. I haven't quite set the goal, but I know I at least want to be at over 25,000 from a year from now, total downloads. So at least grow up by another 50%. All of you out there, you can contribute to doing that by sharing it, by putting the post out there, by just spreading the message wherever you can. I appreciate it. We've got listeners now all over the world. The more that you share, the more that you can get it out there, the bigger this can be, and hopefully the more people we can help. So anyways, guys, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll see you next week with another awesome guest. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.